the fourth hour. Ton of your phone calls ahead. Lick Radowski popping in from We Are Change. Give us updates on all the incredible conversations they've been having with Karl Rove and others. I want to finish up with my visit with Russia Today, which is on television and cable worldwide, breaking down the basic facts of what we're dealing with. But before I do that, I have found a, well, I've known about them for a few years, but I've now used some of their products. And by the way, they're not even a sponsor yet. I hope they become one because they're just fabulous folks. It's healthywaterman.com. Instead of me trying to explain it all, it's super easy, very easy to install. Literally, a handyman can do it for probably $50. I mean, I have no real skills with water lines and things, and I can do this. It's basically inexpensive, high-powered filters. They call them reduction elements because it reduces everything down to like 99.9%. And it's all the poisons, the mercury, the arsenic, the fluoride. It cuts it down to basically non-existent levels. And it just does it through the water supply because a lot of disease-causing contaminants, but see, a contaminant means that it got there on accident. They put it in their own purpose, are present in all your major water supplies that are city or county. They enter your bodies primarily through the skin absorption and inhalation when we bathe or shower rather than by drinking the water. And so I looked into a bunch of systems. They got $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 systems, you know, and they can't even guarantee those. These smaller systems are better, and you just replace them every year, and they're not expensive at all. So go to healthywaterman.com, healthywaterman.com, and check it out. Or give them a call, 1-866-7-PURIFY. 1-866-7-PURIFY. That's the toll-free number, 1-866-7-PURIFY. And ask them for a free brochure or information. Do yourself a favor, though. Go to healthywaterman.com and check it out because this is a great approach. And it's very inexpensive to do it. It's a big company. It's been around a long time, and it's got a great system. So check it out, healthywaterman.com. Let's go ahead now and finish up with Russia Today.
Alex, you just mentioned that word change. The whole American population has been promised a change by Obama. Do you think that by the very nature, a record turnout, many, many people turned out who hadn't voted before. There was an unprecedented turnout in the election. They still voted for Obama. And you're saying that that population was duped? There will be no change and very little difference to what we've seen in the last administration.
Oh, there will be change, but only for the worse. They are going to accelerate the corporate looting. Barack Obama, a month ago, the Congress would not pass the banker takeover bill. It wasn't a bailout. It gave them governmental power. They've already stolen trillions, not $850 billion. And so as soon as Barack Obama came in, he is already talking about more bailouts for the banks. But a month ago, when we were close to defeating it, and 98% of Americans in polls were against it, Barack Obama got on national TV. He called the Congress. He said, we must pass this, and he criticized John McCain for not being enthusiastic enough. So, yes, we're going to get change. Did you know he wants a million-person East German-style Stasi or an NKVD literally to spy on the American people? He's on video saying he's going to have a million armed youth brigade spying on Americans that are against what he's doing. So, yes, we're getting change. Our media is calling him some messianic savior, president of the world, the one. That sounds like Hitler.
Alex, we haven't got a lot of time, but let's get this in context. The fact that I'm in Russia, you're in the States, we're both talking to each other, and here we have a situation where you were saying a little earlier that his stance against Russia will not be a lot different from George Bush, and yet there are many pundits here in Russia who are welcoming the fact that Obama is in power rather than McCain. It's a lot better, the fact that he's there and not McCain.
Yes. Well, look. They're trying to be congenial. Russia wants to sell oil and gas, wants to sell their technologies. I mean, I'm just being honest here. Russia's being reasonable and hoping and trying, as they've done with Bush for 8 years, to be friends, to be reasonable, to ask NATO to stop encircling them. So, yes, Russia is hoping by detente they can back them off. You've got a problem in Barack Obama and Russia. We have it here, too. He's going to be slicker. He's going to be able to sell the encirclement of Russia and a new Cold War.
All right, we'll be right back. You can watch the rest of it at PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Why did the first George Bush attack Iraq? Why did his son go into Iraq? Are we really fighting a war on terrorism? We'd like for you to know. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch magazine. Have you been told why the world is more dangerous than ever? Communist China and Russia are arming. Both supply the military in South American countries. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to Warren in Michigan and Heather, Robert, Joe, Dan, and others. Warren, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be on your show. I love it. I've been trying to stock up on gold, and actually my sister and my parents are both buying those solar generators. But I guess what I want to talk to you about is a thing that I found in my backyard, so to speak. We live in a small town in northern Michigan, and a company just moved in here about 15 miles away called Sovereign Deeds. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
What it is it's a company that if you've got the money, they send you a package. And in that package, depending on whether you want it briefcase size or for 3 days or a rolling crate size for 14 days, you basically pay them $50,000 to $75,000 plus a $10,000 a year maintenance fee.
What is it?
It's in case there's a disaster in a major city or anywhere in the world, and they provide you with sustenance, water, filtration systems, biological, chemical, and radiation detection and protection equipment.
Why would you pay somebody $75,000 for that?
Because then they also have a satellite radio and a GPS, and they, in the package that you get, you call them, and they come get
all right, well, I got to look into it. I appreciate your call before I start plugging something. But that's interesting. I'll look into that. I appreciate your call, sir. I wouldn't count personally myself on a company that's going to save you during an emergency. I would take care of yourself. The government isn't going to save you during an emergency. I'll guarantee you that. 9 times out of 10. And certainly, you probably can't count on your neighbors or even in some cases your family. You got to take care of yourself and your children. And, it doesn't even matter. Whatever. Heather in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Did you say Heather?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling not to ask a question. I'm sorry you hear a lot of these people that are, I guess they choose their ignorance is the best way to say. A friend of mine, Krista, and I, we have a YouTube show called Fast Track to Fascism, and it's our way to get out there and try to do what you're doing at a small local level here in West Texas.
Good.
And, We have 13 episodes. We go over the same thing you do, you know, Bernays. And I just don't, I mean, I go to the bar every night. I don't have any kids or any kind of responsibility besides work and all that. But I try to tell people, and they tell me the Patriot Act is, it's not for, you know, it's for terrorists. It's not for citizens. They won't wake up. They won't wake up. But my whole point, and what I'd like to remind your audience, is that as evil as these people are, there's a light that's brighter. And it's the only thing that we have because. You still there?
Yeah, somebody's calling you. You want to take that call?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, but I just want on record, we're not censoring you. Listeners will think that. But you're getting another call, so it's going to probably blip out in just a second again. So I just want to wait for that to happen, and then we can continue.
But, I mean, if you fight fire with fire, they have bigger guns. They have all these technologies. I went to school in Las Cruces to NMSU, and when I first got down there, I saw the chemtrails because White Sands is right there. And this was before they disclosed that they were going to do the chemtrails to, you know, do global dimming, to put the, you know, pulverized particles in the sky. And cause
even though they've admitted they're doing it, the public doesn't believe it.
Well, when I was 19 and I went to NMSU, I didn't know this, and I looked up at the sky and I saw that, and I was like, I bet you Bush didn't lie when he said he was going to do something about global warming. I bet you anything. And then it comes out that I was right, and so were you, and so was everybody else, and it's a good thing because there's like a wavelength that the people that are awake, they know it's there, and we know it's there, and we know what they're doing. And yeah, they have us by our, you know, whatever the acronyms, whatever you want to call it right now. But if you want to get biblical with it, I'm not really religious and spiritual, but I'm scared to death, I know. And I know these people tell you to calm down, and it's like, how do you calm down when there's a loaded gun to your head?
Well, number one, you go back to those people and you say, I know you think it's tough or manly to not care about reality and to not care about your country. But you can bring them to, you know, Google and then bring them mainline articles.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it. Hours, and you know, it's thousands and thousands of pages of documents, and you can show them, yeah, but they've got to be patient enough to listen, and they're not.
Well, hold on just a second. Just on the subject of the Patriot Act, only being for Al-Qaeda, they used the Patriot Act on a prison guard ordered to torture people to death in Afghanistan, and even came out in the news to muzzle him. He was going to use it in his defense that he was ordered to torture from the White House, which later came out. And they said, nope, Patriot Act, you're a terrorist. You're not allowed to have free speech or have a public trial. So you can bring them mainstream news articles where, you know, headline, Patriot Act used in thousands of non-terror cases in Tennessee or in Georgia. I mean, every state has had the same headline. They're using it against everybody. It has nothing to do with terror. But if you're a real Las Zetas terrorist murdering police in South Texas, nothing's done to you. This is all for us, the cattle, because the system has to promise its criminals more houses, more money, more cash. So that's what happens when a Caesar takes over Rome. He gives his Praetorian goods, and they would always squeeze the middle class. But go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, they talk about conspiracy. conspiracy theorists, but they'd be like, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, well, what was, you know, the whole Rome thing? How has every dictator ever taken over? I mean, it's been conspiracy throughout history.
Now, I wouldn't argue with cowards that want to sit around and suck their thumbs and laugh at you, Heather. I would move on and find people, and there are plenty of them, that are awake.
Not here in West Texas, there's not as many as there are in Austin, man. There's a few of us, but there's not as many. And,
well, those people are dead. They're fake Texans. They're all hat and no cattle.
Yeah.
They watch their football. They act tough. They drive around in big trucks with Marine Corps stickers on their cars. They hate America. They're pieces of trash.
Yes.
They're cowards. They're not real Texans. They're not real Americans. They've got their big hat and no cattle, feeling good, and they're going to find out. So let them move on. Move on. Move on. Move on.
Yep. But we can't forget, and when people tell you not to freak out, I mean, tell them, you know, you're freaking out because you're trying to wake these people up, and we know that. Your listeners do know this. And we do have the light on our side. We are connected. We are connected as they are.
Well, it's like you said, you're trying to wake folks up at bars, though. They're there for escape.
There's nothing to do. Like, you can't.
No, I understand, but I mean, they're there, Heather, to pick you up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're not there to hear about it. You know, these aren't people of responsibility. All they are is acting cool. They wear a cowboy hat. They wear a ball cap. They stick their chest out and walk around going, and to them, that's their whole world. Just, so, I mean, you know, how can they ever change or do it? They have no self-respect for themselves, too. They can't imagine themselves facing down a corrupt government. They're scared when a cop pulls these tough guys over.
Yeah.
They cower. You know, they're cowards. They're un-American filth. And so they don't respect themselves enough to go to city council or educate themselves or find out what's happening. They just are cowards who want to believe everything's okay. And so don't worry, they're going to get hurt real bad.
I don't know if I can believe in the whole fighting fire with fire thing, because to me, when I was in Las Cruces, I also got to see the Halliburton terrorist containment cell that they're building on the airbase out there. And I got to drive through the loop in East Montana, right before Montana exits in El Paso. And you look to the right, and there's this, it's got to be like 5 square miles. And I saw them bring the plumbing in. I saw the trains come in at 1 o'clock in the morning. They had no, I mean, you know how you see graffiti on trains? I mean, they did this all at night. They brought in everything in the trains at night. And you can go to El Paso's website and to Halliburton's, and they'll say what they're doing. It's open. It's right out in the open. And it's supposed to hold like 250,000 people.
I know. And then it could be in the Houston Chronicle, and the public says, ain't real. Hey, the banker's taking all your money's real. Yeah. Now, everybody out there, the raping you're getting is real. Heather, I appreciate your story. You know what you ought to do is videotape that El Paso FEMA camp. And then show everybody, just keep doing what you're doing, and you've got the spirit, you're fired up, you're upset. That's what it's going to take to reach out to people, so God bless you. But, yeah, no, I know West Texas is just a ghost yard of mindless, phony conservatism. It's like a lot of inner cities or ghost towns mentally of mindless Obama worshipers. Let's talk to Robert in California. You're on the air, Robert, then Joe, Dan, and others.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Got about a minute and a half.
Okay, first of all, I actually ran for the Central Committee in an area down in L.A., and we got elected. And there's plenty of us, and that's one of the things that people can do is actually run for their Central Committees and their bases and city councils and things like that. And hopefully this year we have enough votes to actually take it back and bring some sanity back into our voting system, at least in this little part of the country.
I agree, and there is a certain covertness to all this. You need to decide whether you're going to be a public fighter of the New World Order or if you're going to be a covert fighter, and we need them all. We're going into very dark times. We're going to have, you know, we're in the system. This is going to get, you know, really serious. We need people to play like they're even with the system, to be there at every level of government, spying on the enemy operations, spying on the hijackers, the coup d'etat, the foreign banking group that's come in and taken over. They are traitors. They are enemies. They are enemy operatives. They are enemy combatants, literally. And so we need people to choose their path, public, info war, or infiltration of enemy operations. Go ahead and finish up.
I think we can do a little bit of both, too. You know, you can actually play nice and get people to like you, but, you know, it's also a thing about losing your fear and knowing that you have power within yourself, so.
Yeah, a lot of people are scared and timid. Like, I know this sounds kooky, but here's a free DVD. No, you're like, hey, serious stuff's going on. This is a really hot video. You need to check it out. Tell me what you think about it. Got to be confident. I stay there. I'm going to let you finish up and get to Lick Radowski. I appreciate you calling in. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 6, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $755. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $778.26, $389.13 for the half ounce, and $194.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $778.26, $389.13, and $194.57.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for this segment, a little bit into the next, we got Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change. Now, I don't know how many chapters around the planet. Talk about solutions. This is a big part of it, whether it's 9/11 Truth, We Are Change. You can call yourself the Truth Crusaders. I don't care. Info Warriors. You can call yourself, Commander Cody in the Rocket Brigade, for all I care. The point is, get out there, confront your mayors, your county commissioners, bring up real points. Every week, hammer on them. Talk about martial law. Talk about FEMA camps. Talk about how the government deals the drugs. For their tyranny to unfold, they have to have legitimacy with the mindless zombies. You wake up the zombies, you wake up the public, you tell people what's coming, then as they see it unfold, you'll get even more credibility. We're actually making great inroads, and we are changed all over the world. It's getting some great interviews, great confrontations, all of it, which then takes over the media, takes over the culture, and lets the enemy know we're aware of their criminal activities. Luke Radowski, so much going on. Tell us all about it.
Well, thanks for having me on, and they're really revving things up here in the city. Wherever I go, I'm always accosted by security officers. I'll tell you one time I came out to an event, 7 a.m. in the Bronx to confront Mayor Bloomberg, and as soon as I get there, I have four security guards already all over me. I didn't even do anything. I just walked in the building. They push me in the corner, and they do not let me leave until Bloomberg leaves the damn area. And they came up to me, and they already knew my name. And I already told them, how in the world do you know my name? And they're like, yeah, we've been following you and your organization, and Bloomberg's not taking any questions. And I'm like, am I being detained? And they said no, and they wouldn't let me leave. And they were just blocking me up. Every time I try to walk away, they would just corner me in and just bump me and not let me move anywhere. That same day.
That's intimidation. So
it is intimidation.
So you don't keep asking the mayor about getting health care for the firemen and police.
Exactly. They already know my name. They already know who I am. That same day, I got really pissed off that they violated my rights this way. That same day, I confronted the mayor 7 p.m. in Manhattan, and I luckily got through security. I got there just as Bloomberg was leaving. I got right in his face, and I was like, how come you're not supporting the 9/11 first responders? How dare you say that the James Sedroga bill is an undue tax burden? And he ran off, and his security guards pushed me off. And an incredible thing is happening in the city where we confronted Mayor Bloomberg three times in 1 week. Me, Brian Kenny, Matt.
And now they've contacted you and said, we'll give you a meeting with the mayor. That shows they hate seeing the humans. They hate hearing you. Oh, you're asking the mayor questions. You're a terrorist. And you caught the cops trying to say you had bombs. They got in trouble. You are the terrorist, and we're going to expose you.
But we're trying to make things work, and they told us, look, whatever you do, we'll do whatever you want. Just stop confronting the mayor. We don't have a meeting with the mayor. We have a meeting with the mayor's secretary and City Hall to help
us. Yeah, I was told wrong by my office last night. They told me to give you the meeting. You're having a meeting with the mayor.
No, we're having a meeting with the mayor's secretary and spokesperson in order to help out first responders, and we're doing this with other first responders that are going to be with us this Friday, and we're going to try as best as we can to get the city and persuade the city to help out the dying heroes here in New York City. And it's really a dire situation that the first responders are going through. The James Sedroga bill was not passed by Congress because of Bloomberg's opposition to it. He said it was an undue tax burden and an unfair bill. But he doesn't really understand that if it would have passed through Congress, the Senate would have negotiated those deals.
Well, look, the military's not being given the health care, and that's how it works. You're trash to them, cops, firemen,
exactly.
Police. You are garbage.
Nobody wants to help the people who serve this country, and that's why.
You are garbage. Let me finish, because it can be taken on. You are garbage to the New World Order. They only want you to wrap yourself in the flag and be fooled by them. They hate your guts. Go ahead, Luke.
Exactly. And that's why they disrespect the police and the military. And that's why we're seeing a lot of police and military come up to us at Ground Zero every Saturday,
video.
Like we're out there, and support us and help us out.
Yeah, they're even coming up on video now. I mean, that's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, and they're giving us army patches with 9/11 Truth on there, and they're huge supporters of what we're doing because we, the people, support them. The government, the elitists, do not support them, and that's what we have to understand. We have to reach out to them.
Well, there's $5 trillion for the bankers, but nothing for the firemen.
Exactly, and that's why this movement is going to be successful, because the police and the military are going to be on our side, and it's our job to educate them about what's really happening. But yet again, security is revving up. I went to a Bill Clinton event a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I'm getting right close to Bill Clinton, getting ready to shake his hand, getting ready to talk to him. And before that, I have security thugs just hit me on my shoulder, push me away. And the whole time, I realized I was being followed by Secret Service in the event, wherever I went throughout the event. But then, luckily, again,
frankly, I don't blame them. You did plant this is on record, a big, powerful, it was great, audio system in the Bill Clinton CFR meeting, and then they went in the bathroom. Tell folks that story when we get back, okay?
Definitely.
I mean, you talk about effective, shaking up these murdering scumbag criminals. Bill Clinton's been involved in all the big white kidnapping rings, all the slave camps. They get little kids and snuff film them, blow their brains out. Go read all the government documents on that if you don't believe me. Oh, yeah. Paul's in there going, what? You know, I'll show you right now, mainstream news. Yeah, Bill Clinton supports it. Blow little kids' heads off.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
We're freaking Paul out here. Paul googled.
Y de provisa el viento rápido.
Google Chicago Tribune, Dine Corps, sex slavery. And then it's the governor going, Peter's going, man, they kidnapped all these kids and a bunch of them got killed. And they have huge airports that's filled with slaves flying them out to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Malaysia. They make snuff films with them. Dynecorp, Halliburton. And I told some Austin cops about 2 years ago, I was outside P.F. Chang's after I ate dinner with some friends, and there's all these cops right by the Dynecorp building. And I said, you know, those guys are into all this. And the cops just laugh and go, yeah, I work there. I do work there. They were just laughed at me, looked at me real predatory. And I was like, whoa. And, you know, it's like the Texas Youth Commission with the giant rape rings. Don't believe me? Just type child rape, Texas Youth Commission. That's just, I mean, that's who they are. They rule. You know, that's it. They run it all. If they're going to ship drugs, heroin, and cocaine in, if they're going to torture people, why not run child slave rings? Why not just run everything? I mean, they just run it all, folks. It's all big joke. We're all fat, dumb cattle. They bleed. What'd you find, Paul? Did you Google it? What'd you find? We need to get you a microphone out there. But you did find it, didn't you? Well, you did find it. That's right. You got the nerve to Google it right now, listeners, and read the hundreds of mainstream articles. They even let you know. We're going to kidnap. We're going to murder your children. We're going to torture them. We like it. We're the new world order. And there's nothing you can do, and if you don't like it, we got SWAT teams ready to gun you and your whole family down. Because we control you, slime. We control you, scum. And we're going to bankrupt the dollar and suck everything out of this country. And we're going to turn murdering psycho troops from Iraq loose on you who are such hardcore killers. They're murdering their unit commanders all over the U.S., slaughtering their wives and children. Slaughter, death, new world order! I'm not kidding. That's their spirit. You better grow up, folks. And I'm glad to hear they're buying all the firearms like never before off the shelves, and the ammo's all sold out. Everyone grabbing Barrett 50s and hardcore ready to fight you dick devil worship and child molesters. We're going to defeat you, New World Order. You understand, you slimy filth. I'm not scared of you, you bastards. I know you're pure evil. We're going to kick your ass. Go ahead, Radowski. Ah!
We are not afraid of them, and we are making everything happen here in New York City. Even though I got accosted by Secret Service and they pushed me away, and I had somebody following me the whole day during the event, we had a new great kid named Anthony Varez come in there, and I gave him a camera, and he was running away, running in the hallways looking for Bill Clinton, and he literally ran into him. And as Bill Clinton was making a corner, Anthony almost like fell right into Bill Clinton, and he confronted him about the Bilderberg.
Of course, Bill Clinton likes to rape women while he bites their face. Again, that came out, was confirmed in the news, and this new guy that, we got mainstream news articles, the new guy that Obama, the first guy he's announcing as his chief of staff, goes to White House dinners with Bill Clinton and openly in front of the press corps with a huge knife stabs the table going, kill, 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 kill. In fact, I'm going to read it right now on air. People don't believe me. You think I'm joking about that, Paul? I mean, they just literally, you know, the big butcher knife in a press dinner going, wait till we get the American people's guns. God, we're going to kill them. We're going to take everything they got like the Red Terror. Oh, we love it. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You going to read that article, or you want me to talk about
how... No, go ahead while I find it.
I mean, just like we've got Bill Clinton, you want me to talk about that story. We actually hid an amplifier in Barnes & Noble's where Bill Clinton was doing an event. And during Bill Clinton's book signing, we turned up that amplifier, and we were just talking. We took over the audio throughout the whole Barnes & Noble's talking about 9/11 being an inside job, talking about the Bilderberg Group, talking about David Rockefeller, talking about DimeCorp, talking about all these other important issues that the mainstream media won't talk about. And that's what it's about, is the people coming out there, being involved, getting to these elected officials, letting them know that we know, and exposing them all over YouTube, questioning them about the hard questions that the mainstream media will never ask. And I am so great to have so many amazing people in our group like Sabrina, Matt, Brian, Anthony, who are helping me do the work that I was doing before, because right now I am being basically surrounded by security guards pretty much many places that I go to confront these politicians. And as I'm being surrounded by security guards, they pretty much leave it open for all these new people to come in and confront these politicians. And that's why it's so important to get involved. If you're in the tri-state area, get involved in We Are Change. We're doing amazing things. We're out there every Saturday at Ground Zero from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, giving out free information, free DVDs to the people, to the military, to the cops, to educate them about what's really going on, because we have to understand the type of tyranny we're living under.
Absolutely. And it freaks me out to realize how evil they are and what we're facing. Let me read people this headline. You go to prisonplanet.com, the son, who's also tied into other terrorists, of one of the top Zionist terrorists who bombed all the British and others, it's a headline. Obama's first appointment is son of Zionist terrorist Rahm Emanuel's father, a member of militant group that bombed hotels, massacred villagers. Obama picked as a keen supporter of lobbying group and creating militarized youth brigades. He's a huge top gun control guy. He's the head of the youth brigades, helping set that up under Clinton and now under Bush. Now, let me read to you you where he said this. Now, again, this is mainstream news, Rolling Stone magazine. This is from Rolling Stone magazine. Here it is. In a 1996 re-election, Bill Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, was so angry at the president's enemies that he stood up at a celebratory dinner with colleagues in front of the press from the campaign, grabbed a steak knife, and began rattling off a list of betrayers, shouting, and you can read the whole Rolling Stone article, just like I was doing, just frothing, dead, 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 dead. And Clinton, all of them were just, oh, yes. Oh. I mean, that's why they want our guns, because they're cowardly scum. They want to have their way with us. And plunging the knife into the table after every time. Now that's Rolling Stone magazine. You can link through and read it. That's who we're talking. That's who wants your guns. Go ahead.
I mean, these people are pure evil. Even when we asked Kofi Annan, when he was head of the UN, when he gave DimeCorp contracts to have, you know, the sex rings in Africa, he just ran away from us. He ran away from us when we started him asking questions about why did he allow DimeCorp to hold UN contracts in Africa when they did all these
things. Well, the main
one
was in Bosnia, but, you know.
Again, and he ran away. And these people won't answer the questions, but it's about showing them, asking, you know.
Well, Rumsfeld did. He said, Rumsfeld said they're allowed to. People
exactly.
Don't believe me. Just Google Rumsfeld, DimeCorp sex life. He goes,
yeah, people need
we're
to get out
to.
There. People need to get out there. Ask our elected officials the hard questions and show the response to the world. If they run away, they look guilty. And we have been doing an incredible job asking politicians the hard questions, and they run away. And we show that we are right because we have the truth on our side. We have love on our side, and nothing can stop us. And we're doing an incredible job, and we're asking everybody to get involved. The time is now. I mean, right now, we have everybody calling for a new world order with Barack Obama. Even the UN, the European Union.
UN,
yeah, exactly. Called for a new world order with Barack Obama. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. We have to resist their tyranny. We have to resist their new world order because it will affect us. It will affect our children. It will affect the way we live. And we have to stop it right now. We have to be the change we want to see in this world. And it starts with the people listening right now, believing in themselves. I mean, even with the people listening right now, you could change tomorrow. It's as simple as just being good to yourself, being
but
good to
your neighbor. But you have to admit you have nothing to lose. They're going to take everything we've got like tyrants always do. The scum always goes to the top in a tyranny. The worst stuff you can imagine and worse than that is what they're going to do. I mean, I'm not making any of this up, folks, and that's what makes me flip out.
Is that
I understand what we're facing and Luke understands what we're facing, and no matter how crazy you can imagine, it's even crazier than that. I mean, these people are pure scum, and they will hurt us bad, folks. You know, I mean, we need to understand that. Slavery's the name of the game, and I am not a slave. But, Luke, I mean, look at We Are Change all over the country. I did see the Karl Rove video. I wish when the security guard walks up outside on a city street and says, turn your camera off, they did. Folks, nobody's allowed to tell you that. You know, we stood up to cops saying they're going to frame us with bombs if we don't turn it off. Luke has. I've gone through similar crap. I mean, explain that to people, Luke.
I mean, that was Anthony and Matt. I was actually looking for Karl Rove all the way on the sixth floor. I was on the sixth floor because he went up. I kept trying to look for him. I kind of evaded all the security guards. Matt and Anthony got grabbed by security guards. They got evacuated out the building. And as they were being evacuated out the building, they see Karl Rove in the lobby. And they confront Karl Rove in the lobby and then in the garage, a little area there. And then afterwards, they tell him, you know, turn off your camera. You know, you can't film me. Even though it's a public street. And thank God Anthony did not turn off the cameras. And they had no real grievance against them, and they let them go. It's a form of intimidation. It's a scare tactic. They're trying to get us scared. They're trying to get us intimidated. But whatever you do, don't ever turn off your camera in a public street. They will try to set you up. And the power that this little video camera has is incredible because it shows everything. It exposes criminals. And that's why we have to use our technology, the YouTubes, you know, the video cameras out there for our benefit. And it's a beautiful tool, and I hope more people use it, because the more we use it, the more we are able to show the world what's really happening. And the only thing we have to lose is the chains around our hands and knees, because there's nothing to lose. You know, there's only freedom to gain. There's only things that we could better ourselves with.
Absolutely.
Better our lives.
Luke, you're also working on a new film. We'll certainly have you on to promote that, and just as things develop, we're going to be here supporting you. Folks, go to wearechange.org. Find out chapters around the world. How many chapters now, Luke?
We have about 74 chapters all around the world and all throughout the United States of America doing what we're doing in New York City, confronting politicians everywhere they go, in their cities, in their towns, everywhere. And it's just incredible. And I want to thank those chapters so much for doing the great work that they're doing, from L.A. to Ireland to Puerto Rico to Canada. I mean, it's just amazing knowing that there's people out there doing the work that they're doing. Even in Australia, they started a We Are Change chapter. And it's just incredible seeing this movement grow. This movement is not dead like a lot of people say. It's not. It has more life than ever, and this is our biggest opportunity to do the best work that we can. And right now we have the best chances. Let's get out there. Let's
well,
do
I mean, look, look. I mean, even responding, all the enemy operatives get up and say 9/11 truth's dead. I've been saying that for 7 years. And it just gets bigger and bigger, more confrontations, more issues. You know, just anybody that says that, you know they're an operative right away. Luke, great having you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I mean, how many people did we have at Ground Zero this year? We had more people this year at Ground Zero than we did in 07, than we did in 06 the first year. And this movement is growing. And the people who say it's dead, it's basically a psyop trying to depress us, trying to make people not involved. This movement is more alive than ever.
Look, we're going to defeat the New World Order because they're going to keep committing more and more crimes, and no amount of propaganda is going to fix it. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the New World Order's horses and all the New World Order's men couldn't put their scumbag, big, fat New World Order pedophile back together again. And, you know, it's over for them. Luke, good talking to you, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, man.
You bet. Take care. I want to talk to a few. What a great guy, Luke Radowski. I want to talk to Joe and Dan and a few other callers that have been patiently holding before we end the show. But I've really dropped the ball, in a way, on these shows the last few days, just taking calls and ranting and raving. I mean, we've also, it's been very important, you know, very informative radio. But there's all these articles in the Boston Globe and Fox News and Europe and Europe and the Telegraph. Obama urged to create new world order. Obama urged to create new economic world order. Obama urged to shape new economic order run by the banks. I mean, this is unbelievable. European Union, Barack Obama will bring new era of international cooperation. That means selling the U.S. out to foreign banks. Stocks plunge anew as recession fears resurface. I meant to check where the stocks are before we end this transmission, because that is very, very important. I'll check that during the break and tell everybody. Also, holiday outlook, gloomier after weak October sales. Will Democrats tinker with mutual funds, 401k plans? That's out of CNBC. And it openly says that they're looking at taking your money and making you invest it in the stock market. Yeah, they're just going to rape everything. There's no end to it. But you got a cowardly population. That's what's going to happen. It goes on from here. I mentioned Obama's first appointment as son of a Zionist terrorist who freaks out with steak knives. Tax hikes, budget cuts, and works for New York City. Bloomberg says proposed property tax rebate is off the table. And he says they're going to increase property taxes by 15%. And they're going to fire 1,000 cops. Man, it's just on and on and on. So it's going to happen everywhere, too, because tax hikes, because all the money basically is now just for debt. It's all about the raping. We'll have nothing like a third world country. Just everything we have goes right to the bankers. If you don't like it, the SWAT team will drop by. Okay. Obama draft star-studded short list for cabinet. This is out of NBC New York, NBCNewYork.com. I meant to get into this today. I mean, the people he is tapping. I mean, you talk about Schwarzenegger as the energy czar running around taking over all of the plants. He was involved with Enron stealing all that money. And then he got into office in the name of fighting it. It's so sick. And no, I'm not for Greg Davis, you buffoons. Oh, man. I'm in a really nasty mood. I'm sorry. Some of the other news. Troops hope Obama brings them home as commander-in-chief. No troops. You're not going to be brought home, but they'll have newscasts showing a few troops that are brought home. And they're going to depoliticize it. You're basically never coming home. Roll your sleeve up. They have a special vaccine for you, by the way. Be sure to take it because the government loves you. Everything's fine. BBC shunned me for denying climate change. One of their top presenters, David Bellamy, for decades, was told, well, you're not going to say global warming's real. You're not going to say that plants... You know, that carbon dioxide's toxic waste, you're basically fired. All part of the freedom. Guardians of the unborn, the Dutch parliament is considering whether protecting unborn children should supersede the rights of parents to procreate. And they say they're protecting the rights of the children by not letting them have children. And that they're going to put people on drugs that basically sterilize them. But then the spin is, oh, we're going to give you super rights. Your genetics are bad. You have a predisposition. You can't have children. And see, now it's the eugenics. All part of the freedom. Government black boxes will collect every email, London Independent. And the government admits every email, every phone call goes through their NSA system. We already have it here. They're just announcing it to their slaves there and letting you know everything you do is red. Because it's freedom. Because we're a criminal government. And it's not just the Parliament. The Parliament is spied on and has no rights and runs nothing. That's admitted. They have agents that spy from the executive, which is controlled by the Queen. But then the Queen owns a bunch of TV companies that put out shows making fun of her to make it look like she's weak and pathetic. Did you know that? They own most of the big tabloids and the video companies that only get the access to them. And then they make themselves look buffoonish to fool the idiot public. Very sophisticated, very sophisticated. Putin may return to Kremlin in 09 report. More corruption over there. Plea for more research. Cash as 2 million bees die from rampant disease. London Telegraph. They know what's killing the bees. They know. It's the aluminum dioxide that's spraying out of the aircraft and the now admitted terraforming of the planet. And several genetically engineered species of corn that grow pesticide in the corn so bugs won't eat it. The pesticide is expressed in the corn while it's pollinating, and so it's killing all the bees. Government care less, they love it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Giant psycho palace. Psychopaths creating a wonderland to torture and kill and genetically engineer and kill wildlife and kill species and re-engineer the biosphere. And they say there's no such thing as a real mutation. I mean, as a false mutation. They say it's great the honeybees are dying. It's great that the GMO foods are killing masses of humans and other animals. Horses won't drink fluoridated water, but they force them to until they die. They give us the fluoride water. Billions and billions of bees dying, entire areas not even having the flowers being pollinated. And meanwhile, they've got us ready to ban CO2 that plants breathe. This is the reality of what we face, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding about any of it. You know what? I meant to get to all this news, but it's all up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And folks, I can't even describe how bad it is. As bad as I'm making it sound, it's 100 times worse. It's just, we have been in this incrementally with it slowly being turned up around us. And everything looks like it's okay, but your neighbor's kids are being kidnapped. Your neighbor's dying of cancer. You know, all this stuff's going on. There's people are dying. People got all these health problems. The kids are all turning to demons watching TV. Everything's falling apart. The economy's imploding. There's militarized hate cops everywhere. Brainwashed yuppies scampering around. Brainwashed Obama worshippers hopping around. You know what? I said I'd go to some phone calls. Who's up next here? Joe in L.A., you're on the air. Welcome.
So I want to thank you for everything you've been doing, and Luke Radowski and all the guys and everybody in the 9-1-1 Truth Movement. I was wondering if you can make a comment in regards to Cynthia McKinney's press conference last week.
I didn't see it.
It's she did it September 28th at the Critical Resistance Conference in Oakland. She was talking about a mother of a soldier with a DMRT came to her saying that he was in charge of...
Oh, yeah, I know about the thing about... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Finish the story. Go ahead.
Well, she said that the mother, her son had told her, although he had signed papers of secrecy, that he logged in 4,000 to 5,000 bodies, all with a single gunshot to the head during Katrina incident. And she said that she has verified it through the Red Cross and sources in the DOD that they have it cataloged or referred to there as well.
I know. We've been trying to get her on about that. I didn't know specifically which press conference you were talking about. I don't know if that is fully true, but I talked to a lot of police. I mean, here's an example. I talked to the police. I talked to people who have family who have police on the Texas coast. Thousands died, not 45 or whatever they say. Thousands, whole dead families up in their attics that didn't go out when they were, you know, told to. There were a lot of looters shot. There were police have gone to prison for shooting innocent people that were unarmed. They did kill hundreds of people. They did kill some of them execution style. Mainly they just sprayed them with machine gun fire. I don't know about 5,000, but I put nothing past them now. We know that was a laboratory to test, to send in troops under FBI command to go into the even wealthy areas that were high and dry and take the guns. They were never given back. But I don't know about 5,000 killed. I know they did practice corrupting the troops and police under FBI, Homeland Security, Northcom command, in stealing property, in looting, and raping women, not giving people their property back, in gun confiscation, and in covering up hundreds they murdered. But a few people, like public machine gunning families on bridges, and the cops lied and claimed they had guns, that turned out that wasn't true. Mainly what happened is you'd have troops looting and killing, as they always do, and then they would run into other cops looting and killing with the military, and then they would have little shootouts with each other. You also had a lot of, and then they would throw fits after a friendly fire and just fly over with helicopters and just shoot people. Because, you know, that's what demons do. After they kill each other, they have a little celebration murder. That's quite normal. Troops have mass rapings and burnings and killings, and they froth and kill each other, too, and argue over loot and booty. Oh, we're out of time. Another happy program. Welcome to my brain, folks. Welcome to the stuff I know is going on, the things I'm freaked out about. And I'm going to stay here in the U.S. and fight till the end, but you're going to have to hear me flip out on air because this stuff's flipping me out. All right, we had a bunch of key guests on today. The first hour was focused, and starts at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.